We got a big show, so let's get to it. Let's do the carryout. All right, here are today's top stories. It's here. Everybody's talking about it. It's going to change the way we live our lives forever. Yep, Prince Philip retired. And I know, I'm taking a pause. What else today? Oh, this little nugget. The U.S. House passed a new health care bill today, repealing and replacing Obamacare. In a tight vote, Republicans passed a bill that most everybody, including most of the lawmakers that voted for it, didn't like. The reason? Because they said they would. Can't campaign on something and then give it up when you win, regardless if it's bad for the country. That's politics 101. Now the propaganda machine begins with many hypotheticals swirling around the left's echo chamber. Pre-existing conditions will be back. Funding stripped for mentally disabled students. All female reproductive health coverage will cease to exist. The truth is, we just don't know. The bill hasn't really been read by anybody, and the Congressional Budget Office hasn't told us anything about cost. So everything you hear today is a hypothetical and designed to scare you into some sort of political action. It's called a political blueprint. Death panels, anybody? Can't see your own doctor? I mean, it's all the same. This bill could be terrible, or it could push down premiums, or it could end the country as we know it. No doubt there will be chatter for weeks to come as the bill goes to the Senate and then back to the House, then to a committee, then back to the House, like a Benny Hill montage. One thing I will say about this, it's still federally subsidized health care. And you can call it whatever you want. You can be mad about it, but we're still a country that provides it. That's pretty interesting. And I think it's something we should applaud. And then just when I feel somewhat patriotic, I heard the president speak.
How am I doing? Am I doing okay? I'm president. Hey, I'm president. Can you believe it, right? Let's go out, just short little shots for each one of us. And let's say how good this plan is. We don't have to talk about this unbelievable victory. Wasn't it unbelievable? So we don't have to say it again. But it's going to be an unbelievable victory, actually, when we get it through the Senate.
Come on, man. I love that he says, you know, we don't need to brag about how great it was. Wasn't it great? Wasn't it great? Then you hear that and you remember that the reason healthcare was reformed was not because of helping Americans to have better insurance options, but it's a huge tax cut. And an ego boost for guys like President Trump. Hey, the rich don't have to pay for the sick anymore. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, man. In other news, let's move on. Because that's another thing, too. I will have a long two-hour show, and we'll do the whole thing when the Senate actually votes on this thing. Because my guess is Senate's going to go, next. In other news, the president signed an executive order for religious liberty today. This gives the IRS the power to look the other way when it comes to political speeches from the church pulpit. When reached for comment, Father Flager was like, oh, wait, you can't do that? But now we can. Oh, phew. I thought I was going to have to rewrite what I had ready for Sunday. But many religious leaders and conservatives are a bit perplexed at why there was even a need to do this in the first place. See, it would take an act of Congress to change the Johnson Amendment, so an executive order is pretty much useless, especially since the IRS already looks the other way. See Flager. And the Supreme Court had already told the Obama White House to work with the not-for-profits over contraceptives and religious objectives and healthcare plans, so that really doesn't need to be addressed. And really, after much speculation, Trump omitted the highly controversial idea of being able to discriminate against people based on your faith. So what's in this executive order? Because what it says, I think, is it just says, if you read the little thing that he says, it says, I'm for you, evangelicals. Really, I think it's just an executive order that he wanted to do on National Prayer Day. I'm surprised Trump didn't pray out loud, thanking God for his Electoral College victory. Instead, he said, freedom is a gift from God. Really? Didn't we fight for those freedoms? I don't remember it being a gift. I mean, I wasn't there, but I don't remember it being a gift. Also on Capitol Hill today, Susan Rice, former NSA director, is not testifying in front of a Senate committee. She was alleged to have unmasked certain members of the Trump transition team and intercepted communications. Was it for political gain? Well, her lawyers say she's not testifying because the Democrats on the committee say she doesn't have to, and all the invitations so far have been bipartisan. So why doesn't she have to? I'm confused. Seems like Democrats in the Senate want to, wake up from their after-lunch nap and rethink that position. doesn't it always feel like Democratic senators are this close to napping when you watch the when you watch the hearings, I must be the cushy high back leather chairs. Now I want to ask you. All right, the Obamas gave the city of Chicago $2 million for summer jobs. Break that down, and that's three Wall Street speeches. That's great. In weather, a little bit more rain this morning, but hey, you know what? Will you take the cold over the rain? Sounds like a lyric from an 80s metal band. Will you take the cold over the rain? Something like that. In sports, the Cubs finish up their four-game set with the Phillies in dramatic fashion. They won in the bottom of the 13th on a walk-off botched double play. You know how it's drawn up. The Cubs win because the Phillies lost. They end up taking 3 of 4 from the Phillies just doing what they do, right? It just doesn't matter if they go down early. They're always in the game. Even errors go in the Cubs' favor. Baseball's very peaks and valleys, though, so let's hope there's no karma attached to this victory. The Sox split the four-game series with the Royals. Another good outing today from Derek Holland, who gave up 2 runs and 3 hits over 6 2/3. He just continues to have a stellar season on the South Side and has been a big factor for the Sox. Great start. Keep it up. You may pitch yourself into trade consideration. Also, Matt Davidson, another big day subbing in for Todd Frazier, has got a stiff back. The Sox have played all, this is so interesting, the Sox have played all but 3 of their games against AL Central foes. So is that good? Does that mean they're doing well against the competition they need to do well against, but are they going to go out and play the A's and get killed? We'll see. The Bears announced jersey numbers today. Troops going to be number 10. Kevin White, 11. Marcus Wheaton, 12. Kendall Wright, 13. So what? It's just over? The idea of receivers wearing numbers in the 80s, that's just over? That's gone? It's the past? No more 88s or 83s or good old number 85? That's so passe. Now it's 11, 13. What are these guys, Bob Avellini fans? Come on, man. In NBA playoff news, the Spurs lose Tony Parker for the rest of the playoffs. Tough time to lose an old point guard. Yeah, we don't know anything about that. And finally tonight, today is May 4th, so it's May the 4th Be With You Day, otherwise known as Star Wars Day. It's a day that millions of fans can be nostalgic for the last Star Wars movie that came out 5 months ago. I hate to say it, but you really can't have a, isn't Star Wars the greatest, when Hollywood's like, isn't Star Wars greater than the last one we just did? That's the carryout for May 4th. In honor of Star Wars Days, we're offering up chewy chicken sandwiches. Sorry, the chicken's a little tough. All right, coming up, we'll talk about the cost of segregation. Continue the conversation, this time around job loss in Chicago suburbs. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.